every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Cinco de Mayo, celebrating Mexico's win over the second French Empire, 1862, something like that, Napoleon III, something like that, you know, so congratulations on that. I don't know what the fuck y'all did after that. You just let the cartels take over the whole country, and here we are. Good job. Anyway, what we're going to talk about today is the Whipple chickens coming home to roost. If you guys really pay attention to the program and really, see, a lot of you just listen at the base layer level. You just listen for me to say something wild and crazy and, you know, oh, find a clip or something stupid, whatever. But I was telling you guys, when Whipple started allowing some of their more well-known shops, VMP Lethal and I think that's it, really. VMP Lethal, who the fuck else? Whatever, those two. They started telling them that on the base kit, you can make 810 crank horsepower. Then they started telling you you could make up to 800 rear wheel horsepower and more, 860, 840 on pump gas. And I said, uh-oh, you guys are going to regret that decision. You're also going to regret tuning those cars differently, because everybody else that gets a Whipple kit will not get that tune. You will not have your rev limiter or speed limiter raised like they did at those two shop cars. You will be stuck with a 155 mile an hour rev limiter with the stage one kit. So on this episode, we're going to highlight a shop. I think it's called Tuned by Norm. They put out an hour and 40 minute video installing, dynoing, doing everything on a stage one Whipple kit. And the stage one Whipple kit is the one that comes with a warranty. Uh-huh. Because there's no way in hell you can warranty a kit that you guys claim can make up to 860 rev horsepower through catalytic converters. It's just stupid. And I'll let them tell you what their results were with the stage one kit that claims 810 at the crank, and what they actually got out of it, and why they got what they got out of it. The chickens are coming home to roost, and now you're going to see that all of the parlor tricks that they put out there to make this thing attractive, now people are going to go, wait a minute, this is no better than a Gen 3 if you're just a regular guy. If I'm not one of those two dealers that gets special tuning, then guess what? I'm shit out of luck, and I'm stuck with a kit that makes 650 rear wheel horsepower with 7, 8, 9, 10 PSI on pump gas through catalytic converters. Exactly what every other fucking Coyote kit on the planet makes with smaller superchargers. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about plenty more, but not before Mr. Bill O'Reilly says hello to the people here.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Right. Fucking thing sucks!
It really does suck. P-Mass! Nick James and P-Mass! The best cold air intakes on the planet! I don't give a fuck how much more your filter makes the ball go up in a tube. I don't give two shits about that. I give a shit about data. P-Mass has the best data out there, period. DinaHatPormance.com. Get your cup, complain about the shipping, get a refund. Fuck you. That's right. DinaHatPormance. Get every single thing ever through DinaHatPormance. Whipple kits that make 650 rev horsepower. They claim 800. Injectors, fuel systems, wheels, tires, you name it. Get it at DinaHatPormance. ParkFarm.com. Get all of your used Mustangs, Camaros, Shelby parts to them. Deckless, wheels, tires, pull-outs, I don't. Transmissions, you name it. Right now he's on a tour of the United States doing road race shit. Crazy stuff. Calibre Transmission, CalibreTransmission.com. Racing over at NMRA. Bella! Genio Barato! Selling drug dealer wheels. The best wheels on the planet. It's Caleb backwards. To Auto Solution, Robbie Zanon. To Auto Solution and MFP of Australia. MFP. MF Main Force Performance of Australia. Hopefully we'll get those crank supports here sooner than later, and we'll be giving it away to the people here. We got the people here. Let's say Leon Phelps, Clean 93 GT, Naldo, Joe Swish, Monty 540, 101 Archer, V. Lavesh, Phil Fez, 2000 MCR, Eli Gonzalez, Dixon, D-Rock Fox, Robo Style, D-Rock Fox a couple more times, Alfredo Diaz, 101 Archer, El Patron de la Cerveza, Nate Dog, Clint Stroke, Donkey Mac, Matt Oliver, XM Devil Dog, Brixen, Bryson, Valley 10 Speed. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for becoming a Patreon subscriber, Valley. I saw it come through. Mike S, EPA, Anthony, Viatek, Automotive Repair says, hey, Mike Oliver, ATFU grad, Michael Locks, Car Life, Craig Walls, Mr. Billet Noonan himself, he must be loaded, Smoking ZX14, Michael Rodriguez, Carlos Arroyo, Chris, Matt Oliver, Cody, Troy Nur, DRF Fox Maniac, Matt 20, 11GC, let's get all the way to the bottom and get right to it. Jose Quinones, The Red Devil, Twin Turbo, Brandon B, Darren Parker, The Fish, Izzy R, Sean, Mr. Voodoo, The Fitness Life, Anthony, Nat Jew, Tony Dominguez, Manuel, Jose Quinones, Ed's Car Videos, Freedom Rider, Street Driven GT500, Sam 50, Timmy, Coca-Cola, Mr. Sinaloa, Cartel himself, and Fidel Ella. Hey, Fidel, what's up, Fidel? Fidel's a Dominican fella, came up to Texas 2K, his car went to the track, blew a head gasket, got it fixed up in less than 3 weeks, and he's going to be back out there on the same tune, because the tune was absolutely on the money. For some reason, I think the gasket is compromised, or the deck is compromised. Who knows? Good morning, Mr. Parker Performance, and we got Coyote. So, someone said Matt 760 been dead after a Gen 1 Gatlin from Fresno, California. He started excuses about his fuel pump on his newer Mustang. That's NA. The NA game is just, it's not my thing. Mr. John Lund, by the way, if anybody doubts the loyalty and the, it's fucking loyalty. Remember when I told you guys that I miss Freddie because Freddie, if he hears shit about me and I'm not in the room, he defends me. Well, John Lund is that. John Lund fucking goes to bat for me when I'm not even aware of issues happening. And he's like, you ain't gonna do that shit. And I love him for that. Seriously, appreciate you very much. Let's get that 3C converter, rear end, and turbo 400 on a truck. I'll be up there probably in a week or two and hang out. So let's talk about the Whipple chickens coming home to roost. Couple of things, multi-layered here, what I'm gonna talk about. So a lot of you guys hitting me up, did you hear about this guy running a number? Did you hear about this guy running a number? Did you hear about... I said, no. I'll be honest with you, no. I unfollowed all of the sucker-ass hoes that do ho shit. So I was like, all right, my timeline is big booty hoes. It's a couple of guys talking shit once in a while, but nothing coming out of the camp of people that rah-rah certain products. So I thought to myself, that is interesting. Is Lund and this show responsible for a lot of people that get notoriety? Meaning, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody is there to hear it, meaning Lund doesn't promote it, Lund doesn't put it on their page or Instagram, I don't talk about it, and the Amory doesn't hear about it, does it make waves, or does it make as big a wave as it would have if we do support it? Since we have no dog in this fight on the latest S650 Whipple stuff, there is no reason to talk about it. We're a tuning company at Lund Racing. So if we can't tune it, we don't care. It's nonsensical to even mention it. Why mention it? We can't tune it. Whipple has monopolized the only supercharger in the game for S650, which is actually failing you, the customer, taking choice away from you. Ford allowed Whipple to have exclusive access to the calibration, and it takes turbo people out of the equation, NA people out of the equation, centrifugal people out of the equation, nitrous people out of the equation. So now if you're a nitrous, centrifugal, or turbo guy, you don't even look at the S650 right now until it becomes tunable. So I started wondering, if I don't hear about these things, or if I don't push these agendas, does anyone hear about them? And you know what's happening? It is absolutely dead. It's an echo chamber over there. The people that are rah-rahing this product, the S650 Whipple kit, are just basically yelling in a echo chamber, and they just hear back their voice. It isn't making the way they thought it would make across the whole Mustang platform. And it's because the people more responsible with pushing the platform, Lund and alike, are not even mentioning it because it does not matter. It simply doesn't matter. So I got word that a shop or garage, or I'm not sure, and forgive me, I'm not trying to be an asshole, I just have not heard of them before. Some guys, I think they go by the tag Tuned by Norm, and they have a channel on YouTube. They installed a Whipple product. They talk highly of the Whipple product. They feel it's a good product, but they feel the advertising and the push behind the product is less than honest. I'm going to stay quiet for a little bit And I will let you guys hear them talk about it in their own words. Guys, don't copyright my shit. You barely got 1,000 views on this shit. So maybe more people will check them out. Hey, go check out Murphy's Law Garage. Give them a like and a follow, right? Whatever, just so they don't copyright my shit. And listen to what they're talking about when they installed a stage one Whipple kit on an S650 Mustang, their words, not mine.
It's a 300 horse gain on the stage one to the tire.
Yep. So you can go to VMP's site right now and look at the stage one, says 300 wheel horsepower gain. So you put it on Whipple site too. So let's put it, so Whipple said, well, you're dynoing in fifth gear, the numbers are going to be lower. And we were told 30 or more horsepower gain going to sixth and seventh gear. And both me and Mitch are basically like, well, that's not going to pick up that much. And we put it in sixth gear and it made 656. So it gained 10 horsepower. it's not going to gain another 10, 15 horsepower going into seventh gear. And though we were advised to go into seventh gear to see a higher dyno number, this is a warranty kitted car. And in the instruction manual, it says, do not dyno the car in sixth and seventh gear. Why? It puts so much strain on the transmission and you may hurt it.
So for those of you that probably couldn't hear it properly, they installed the kit, dynoed it in fifth, made 640, called Whipple, said, hey, where's the other, I don't know, 90 horsepower? Oh, you're dynoing it in the wrong gear. Dyno it in sixth or seventh. They dyno it in sixth. It gains 10 horsepower to 650. They both are not dumb people. And they go, we know in seventh gear, it ain't going to gain 80 more horse. All it's going to do is stress out the trans. And in the instructions, it says, do not dyno in seventh.
So we're not comfortable with doing that. And even if we were, they...
My man, take that fucking hat off. Okay. Okay, guys, do not like their fucking page until this guy shows a video of putting this fucking hat in the trash. Tuned by Norm and Murphy's Law Garage. If you throw that fucking hat in the trash on video and shit on it and piss on it, I'll get the Amory to get you at least 500 subs. Make it happen.
Left the 155 mile an hour speed limiter on. You're not going to see the number. The car's not going to rev out. So that's the number. The number is on 93 octane, a stage one warranty kit will make, in our air, 85 degrees, 656 wheel horsepower. That's the number. How do you...
Their faces. Again, this is the only kit you can install on an S650, a stage one or stage two kit. That's it. And they're less than impressed, but they have to, you know, save face. They have to make sales. So they have to say, yeah, we'll install it, da-da-da-da-da. But look at their faces. That doesn't look like a happy fucking face, does it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll give you some real screenshots here so you can actually read those dyno charts. But how do you feel about that, Mitch?
So we do a lot of supercharger installs here. We're a dealer for a bunch of different companies. You usually don't see us pushing sales like these other providers do. This is pretty typical with every blower install on a provided team.
There's a lot of videos out there where the car
is not surprising to me. I was expecting more power, but...
Right. So what they're saying is provider tunes. Understand, provider tunes means if you buy a supercharger from ProCharger and they offer you a tune, this is what it'll make, 650. If you buy one from VMP and they provide a tune, it'll make 650. Okay, so they're saying this ain't no different than any other fucking tune provider tune by the company. I've seen this many, many times.
Yeah, still, like you said, 220 horse gain at a time.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
All of the videos of all of the mule cars and shop cars that Whipple released kits out to these shops, all of these cars are so adulterated that, and the real number has never really been shown to you as to what the car makes.
I love it. We even
have theories that possibly those cars might have a little something in their tune even that's giving them more than you might would believe, because it just doesn't make sense. If you claim 810 crank horsepower, you lose 100 horsepower through the drivetrain, this car should be making 710 crank. And we are nowhere near 710 crank.
We can see a little bit of data, looking at, you know, whatever little bit of logging channels we have to send over to Whipple. Like commanded lambda on this car, wide open throttle currently is about a 68, 69 lambda. That's like 10 to 1 AFR. Car still got stock manifolds and cats on it, so it's probably going in the catalyst over temp. It does it on every run. Probably pretty typical. It's probably the way they have it set up. It's a warranty package. You know, you can imagine you're going to get some gains leaning out a little bit going to even a 78 lambda or an 80 lambda, which is probably what you normally run on a full exhaust blower Coyote at this low boost level. You know, the timing looks good. It's about 18, 19 degrees of timing.
Look,
68 lambda, and it's making about 150% load. So it's probably making 7 pounds of boost, 6-7 pounds.
Yeah, more like 8, 9, 10.
It's on a 385 upper.
Yeah, it's about 10 PSI.
3875
upper. Stage 2 is on a 375 upper.
People say, what do you mean 10 PSI? Well, it's got cats. It's got a restriction.
Probably gives it a couple more pounds. You're looking at another 50 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
Add headers to the equation. Lean the fuel out a little bit. I can see how they can get the power there.
Yeah.
But
I'm waiting for the bigger guy to say something that really, really makes sense.
As stated, 300 wheel on a stock car is not happening.
No.
From what we can see.
No. And look, to be very clear, anyone should be happy to see that kind of a horsepower gain.
Yeah,
the car, we drove it, is a monster.
650 rear wheel horsepower cars are not monsters. Love you.
You, even at half throttle, it wants to break the tires loose.
Because the pedal mapping is such that at half throttle, it opens 100%. You understand? If the pedal mapping allows what, you know, wide open pedal, wide open throttle to be a certain criteria, you can literally go wide open throttle at a wide open throttle at about a quarter pedal.
That fucking car gets down. And I'm happy that it makes all of this power. What I'm not happy about Whipple and the shops that have dynoed videos on YouTube prior to this, and I'm going to be very transparent here, is showing such adulterated numbers to everyone on the internet and putting a claim out of 810 crank horsepower, which is just infactual. It should be removed from the site.
Hey, there you go. It should be removed from the site. It is infactual, a.k.a. a lie.
10 crank horsepower is not happening. It does not exist here on 93. You can't say it made 810 crank horsepower if it has an octane booster or E30 in it. You don't.
Ta-da! Bum! Done! Thank you. Again, if you want to watch that video, type in Tuned by Norm. Do your thing there. Throw that hat away and you'll get subs. Again, nobody subbed to that channel unless the guy posts a video of him shitting on that hat and throwing it in the garbage. So, it's really, really interesting. I don't know them. I don't know them from Adam. I don't know a damn thing. I don't even know if they like me. They probably hate my guts. I don't know. But they showed you right there that 810 crank is not happening on a stage one warranty kit on 93 octane. Not happening. But then they say, I'm a hater. Then they say, I'm full of shit. Then they say, I'm just putting out false information. And then when the chickens come home to fucking roost, and you buy a Whipple kit on your S650, and you were promised 800 wheel on 93, and your bitch makes 650, and it has a 155 mile an hour speed limiter, what happened? What happened? So the next time I say something, put some fucking respect on my name, bitch. Anytime I say something, it comes with a fucking mountain of data, experience, and chops. The chickens are coming home to roost, motherfuckers. Fairmont. Talk about the Fairmont. Fairmont showed up, came. Oh my God, why the $50? Thank you. Don't support in case they come to copyright this one. Thanks for the show. They're not going to copyright. What I'm going to say is throw that fucking hat in the trash. Then we can sub on their shit, because I think that video has so much factual information that it serves as a tell for the people in the future that want to buy a Whipple kit on an S650 what exactly to expect. So thank you guys, Tuned by Norm, for doing that video. You just verified everything I've been saying for the last couple of months, and I've been getting drugged because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Now, anytime Lethal or VMP sells a kit, they cannot say it'll make 800 crank on 93 stage one kit through catalytic converters. In factual, a lie. So does it matter? No. Again, tree falls in the forest. No one's there to hear it. The dealers will never repeat this. The dealers have literally made a bet that people won't listen to this show or people on the internet that actually test the stuff and actually say, wait a minute, I'm not going to buy this kit until tuning's available because y'all motherfuckers are promising numbers that don't exist. Let's talk about the Fairmont. Fairmont showed up from 1320 Fabrication, got it in the garage. I rented a third garage in that row because I need more room. And I'm going to do the painting myself. I've talked to a lot of chassis people, and I say, and John Lund, I'm like, what do you guys use for your paint for the cage and interior? He goes, hammered Rust-Oleum brush on with foam brushes. I'm like, I'm in. It's all good. I could do that. I don't need to color match anything. I can go gray or charcoal on the floor, figure out the color on the cage if I want to make it paint match to the bottom, or just black on that just to make it nice and easy for myself, and do the whatever is white in the car, keep it white except the floor, and live a happy life without having to get too fancy because the car is not exactly great looking. But I was very happy with the work. The amount of work that I have to do now to get the stuff painted, then to get the motor in it, then to figure out everything else. I have to figure out everything, the engine plate system. I have to figure out the drive shaft, the cross member. But again, on the painting front, I'm going to do all of that. It's going to take me at least a week or two to get that figured out. I'll document it just to give you guys updates on that. I already have a video ready to go talking about how the hammered paint lays on with a sprayer or a brush. I already got that, so that might be boring, but I'll just post it for the sake of content. I already have a video ready to go for E85 testing on the 13 GT. It did gain, thank goodness. I was hoping it would gain something. It wasn't a wasted effort, so I'm really happy about that. That car is literally a converter and grip away from an 11 second quarter mile through cats, E85, manifold, cold air, stock, everything else. Why is everyone hitting a one here? Who is talking shit? Skin Lab says, coming on information, others gathered and you distribute. At least bringing the heat with facts. I don't know. Someone is putting a bunch of wands, but I don't know why. Carded TV says, the Fairmont suspension in the rear and the tube chassis is soon awesome. The guy name on the hat is going to disagree with them too. That's very good, Brian Brown. You're right. Because even he said, if you're putting an E30 mix or a octane boosted mix in the car, then you absolutely cannot say pump gas. You can't. It's not pump gas. You are now skewing the numbers, running it lean, falsifying octane, running on a pump gas tune. And why is Whipple giving shops tuning that they don't give everyone else? Let's really decompile that. If your calibration does not have catalyst overtemp protection, if your calibration that you gave to shops is running at 0.77 to 0.80 lambda all the way through the run, is that a Carbio kit? Is the tune Carbio? How much timing are you putting in there? Hey, Ed, did you put more than 20 degrees of timing when it had octane booster in there? Did it have 21 degrees, 14 PSI, and octane booster, and cut off cat overtemp protection off? Is that a Carb EO kit? Not just no. Fuck no! False advertising. So what happens with tuners that stick to the letter of the law? Hey, how come I made more power? How come this company made more power than you guys gave me? I'm going to give you pump gas spark. Well, that's what they got. You sure about that? Did you look at the data log? Did you see how much timing it saw? Did it see 17 or 18 degrees at 14 PSI with a 3.5 pulley or 3.6 pulley? Boy, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up with that bullshit. If it is not caught on, proper spark for pump gas, and 0.68 lambda, whatever, it is now not carb EO, because that tune has not been run through the government fucking facilitators, SEMA, to say, yep, it's carb EO, it's all good. Unfucking believable. And again, guys, this industry is whack shit. It's absolute whack shit. There are people that don't listen to what I got going on. Yeah, if they do, then we don't give them a sub. No big deal. But I'm still going to say that what they did there was valid. They gave you valid information. I don't care if they love FLKA and Queef, but at the end of the day, they gave you good information. So if that's the case, that they love FLKA and Queef, don't give them a sub. But the video is legit and you should watch it and really understand what's happening. Because on Mustang 6G, on certain Facebook pages, you'll never hear this. So what happens when you never hear any of this stuff, except on this channel or through back channels at Lund, and then we're right, everyone else is wrong, but everyone else has gotten all the bad information? Because we're trying to look, I'm trying to look out for you stupid sons of bitches that think the S650 is popping. And you're going to buy a Stage 1 kit for $11,000 like a dumb son of a bitch. You're going to think it makes 800 wheel on 93 Costco pump gas and a 3.8 upper. Because that's what they said it had. They said it had made 800, high 700. Why doesn't mine? Simple. They're lying. Do you think people have to say the truth all the time? Hell no. Every single manufacturer is a fucking liar. Ford will look at you dead in the face and they'll say the highest selling EV of its class, the Mustang Mach-E. And the Model Y beats it like 800 to 1. But they'll look at you dead in the fucking face and say the best selling domestic SUV, EV, period, of 2023. And you're like, actually, no, I have figures here that say opposite. They don't have to say the truth. Sell, sell, sell. Anytime a salesman's mouth is fucking moving, he's fucking lying. Plain and simple. So, chickens come home to roost. Go get your Whipple kit. Go on 93 pump gas. Hope that your cars are going to actually live through some of the hits. If you're going to make a bonsai hit on the highway and the car doesn't go past 155, well, you didn't get the saucy shit. You got the base shit that everyone else is going to get. And you have played yourself because you didn't listen to motherfuckers like me trying to help you stupid motherfuckers out. You wait for tuning to come out if it ever comes out. What's that called when you're keeping up with the Joneses? Because you want to have the latest and greatest and run the clout or ride the clout wave. And it's already crested because once I told you that that bitch is not going to be what you get at home, that wave crested and it's over and you stupid sons of bitches are still buying S650 Derek Barron. Unbelievable. Murphy's Law, this is the real shit right here. You ain't with the Amory. Are they here though? There's a lot of tags happening. Murphy's Law, I don't know the issue. I'm not familiar with the beef, guys. Okay, Murphy's Law Garage says he's not familiar with the beef, guys. What else is he saying? Murphy's Law Garage. Sorry, brother. Keltrack's on the car and they work. Okay, he's gone. Fuck you. They're trash because they're Vikings. They're Vikings. And let's say goodbye to Murphy's Law Garage because nobody comes on this chat. Actually, one of my mods, because I can't do it. Can we kick this fucking dickhead out? One of my mods, take Murphy's Garage and... give him a bye-bye for a little bit for daring to say anything positive about that cocksucker on this chat, knowing the history. Sorry, I got kill tracks on the car. They work. Right, because they're fucking Vikings. They're revalved Vikings. He doesn't make a goddamn thing. So one of my guys, do me a favor, kick homeboy out. Get this motherfucker out of here. I don't need motherfuckers like that on this chat because They did say the right thing about Whipple, but everything else, they can... Look, Murphy's Garage, if you're going to be in here, you got to be up on fucking game. You got to be up on fucking game about what this show's about. And if you're going to sit there and talk positively about a piece of the biggest piece of shit in the industry by far, and if you're not on game, woo, I take back everything I said about your shit. I'll take back everything I said about your shit. Because even though that video is good, I'm not going to sit here and have you fucking type up positive shit about one of the biggest cocksucking snakes, rat fucks in the industry. Fuck that, dude. Matt Oliver says, Amory, I think we have a clear purpose now. We need a Facebook community where wrongdoing gets posted and we set people straight. Make people recognize Alex and Lund Racing are coyote gurus. Matt Oliver, I'm going to be honest with you. No. We do a Patreon here. If you want to be that, you go on Patreon. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck that Facebook shit. Fuck that. Facebook is for grandmas and grandpas. Fuck that shit. Get it out of here. You know, if you want to do a chat where you can put up, I can start a chat on Patreon right now and you guys can contribute to that chat talking about myths and debunking myths. And then you can take that, screenshot it, and then put it wherever the fuck you want. But I'm not going to start a Facebook page out of all things to try to debunk myths. Lund, at the end of the day, and myself on this program, my purpose with this show is to try to educate the customer as much as possible, okay? And if you disagree with me, you're disagreeing with a guy that has access to so much data, so much bullshit, so much inside baseball stuff that you really got to think, am I really going to disagree with a guy that has, that when he speaks, it generally comes from a knowledge-based background as opposed to emotion? I'm telling you, Facebook is not the place to try to argue with motherfuckers. Just channel support. Love the informative videos. Thank you so much. FLKA all day, every day. I can undo it if you want, to, only to be temporary. No, no, no. He's going to learn. He needs to go back and listen to every fucking show and understand why FLKA is even a thing. And he dares to post positive shit about that stuff. Fuck all that stuff. Someone's texting me nonstop. Yeah, exactly. Someone said the shit on the hat. I already shit on the hat. The dude is being respectful. He doesn't know better. Let's try to educate him. If you guys in the chat want to educate Murphy's Law Garage as to why FLKA does not belong on this fucking chat and Keltrax are shit and the company is shit and the people that support that company are shit. If you're in front of me and you have a fucking shirt on supporting a fucking snake rat fuck, I don't fuck with you ever again. You guys can educate them. I'm not going to sit here and talk shit all day. On the Fairmont front, a lot of people were asking about why the car looks like a donk. Obviously, I those are the only wheels I had laying around. The rear Bogarts really pissed me off. Like the rear Bogarts, I bought thinking they were going to be 15 by 10s. They ended up being 15 by 8 pieces of shit. And I'm like, boy, I got screwed on that deal. But they weren't that expensive. But it did piss me off to the point of like, why the fuck didn't I verify that there were 10-inch wheels? So I put them on and it really drops the car down real crazy. But the nice thing about this whole situation is this. That's how I wanted the car to sit. I wanted the car to sit low, have the tires be in the well, and the Bogarts are kind of close in terms of backspacing to like a 1510 in terms of where it sits. So I'm going to shove the Balax in there, the 15 by 10 Balax in there, and then I'm going to shove the front skinnies from the GT500 on there and put it on the ground and see what it looks like just to kind of get a general sense of what's happening, but not before I paint everything. Anything that's bare metal right now has to get painted. We absolutely have to go in there and paint. Chuck Carter, Mr. Whipple himself. I'm sorry, Mr. Chuck Carter. Wrong. Wrong, Chuck. I love you. You're wrong. 650 through cats on a base kit is what to expect. And you said the kit makes 680 to 700. That one didn't. How come that one didn't? When it's dynoed correctly, that one was dynoed correctly in sixth gear. And you're never supposed to dyno anything in seventh gear. Chuck, I love you. Whipple is full of shit on this one. You and I both know it. Because what happens when two of you or three of your guys make 800. So you're telling me it's 0.68 lambda when you made the 800 horsepower hit? Chuck, you're telling me COT was on the car with headers? With octane booster and y'all claim pump gas and y'all didn't correct it? Did you put that on your website, Chuck? Chuck, did you put it on your website that it says all these runs were made with octane booster, no catalytic converters, and a stage 2 kit with 14 PSI? Did you do that, yes or no? Because I can go on the site right now and I bet you it says 93 pump gas, 800 wheel. Look at what happened to Street Speed. He made 7-something. And then when they kept splashing octane booster in, it started to come up. But they're like, oh, it's got a mix. It's got a mix. And I'm like, interesting, interesting, interesting. Now, an independent shop that isn't gobbling Whipple's nuts and deep-throating their balls said, it made 650, bro. How can I not dyno it correctly? And I hit the limiter at 155. They claim that. That on the Whipple tune, they hit a limiter at 155. Did they somehow get the wrong calibration? Did someone hit the wrong button? Did they order the wrong kit? Come on. Please stop it. Please stop it. Stop the cap. Stop it. What do you mean? I always get that goody 30 mix straight from the pump. Viatech says, bring Murphy back now and let them talk to Chuck. Murphy Law, put it out there in plain English. Might be interesting if Murphy's Law goes in and Chuck. No, they're doing back channel stuff. Hey, man, why'd you do that? Why'd you tell the truth on a video? And that's what happens. Guys, I've been on the other end of that. I've been on the other end of a, let's just say, a kit, a blower kit, was supposedly going to make more power with the same pulley than, let's just say it. When VMP was selling Gen 2 R's as an upgrade, they sent a Gen 2 R to a shop. The shop had a 13 and 14 Trinity car sitting there. They said, put this on the same fucking pulley. It's going to make more power. It did not make one more horsepower. What do you mean? What do you mean what I mean? The Trinity blower with a tune. And whatever pulley was on it at the time made X power. We took the stock blower off, which is a 2.3 liter TVS. We put your Gen 2 R on, same tune, same throttle body, same cold air, same pulley, and it made the exact same horsepower. What the fuck you want me to do? So when I saw that, I went, how are they going to spin it? And then it was like airflow and conditions. And I was just like, man, this industry is absolute trash. It's absolute trash. Like, it's all a sales tactic. And the fact that Chuck Carter comes in here, and I love him, he's a good guy, and says, we didn't change nothing. Don't piss on me and call it rain, bro. 800 plus horsepower through a non-catted car and octane booster. And you're saying that car was at 0.68 lambda? It didn't seem, what did it see, 1920 degrees? The knock sensors were so happy because it had octane booster in it. And now a guy goes out there, supposedly on the same tune, that somehow is limited to 155 on fifth and sixth gear, don't make more than 660. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and stand for any of that shit. So if you want to be in a monopoly and buy an S650 and your only tuning option is a Whipple kit, vaya con Dios, have at it. Or you buy a 23 and under and live a happy life. Turbos, nitrous, NA, centrifugals, blowers of all different manufacturers, E85 injectors and fuel systems. And live a happy life. Forget this fucking bullshit that people are shoving up your ass. Fuck all that. Billy says, let him back in. Welcome. Richard Tejedina says, became bitch of love. Remember, the kid is a powertrain warranty. Laugh my ass off. You can laugh your ass off all you want, Chuck. You ain't winning this one. You're not winning this one. When it's very simple, because you allowed people that potentially blew up the catalytic converters to advertise, right? I would have been like, nah, this test is not proper. Put stock cats back on. Let's give the people an exact apples to apples. I'm done. I'm done with all that bullshit. I'm done with the whole fucking crew, the whole advertising behind it. Fuck it. Because it's bullshit. Wait until tuning comes out, guys. Then fucks with the SX50. Until then, buy anything else. An E-Ray, a fucking a Dodge. I don't care. Not an SX50. Craig Belt says maybe they had that Mexico 93 in it. Maybe smoke and mirrors. When the smoke clears, you stand in shit. SX50 Whipple lies. There's another podcast currently airing with your favorite suspension guys as a guest. Today is wild. Shortest day this shift, 14 hours. We don't care about warranty. We care about a long tune. Right. Why did Ford monopolize tuning to the SX50 to Whipple? If they're allowing a car that gets no catalytic converters to be their main test mule. The main car y'all fuck with doesn't have cats. I'm sorry. Chuck, you're wrong. He says, I'm not doing any damage control. I don't know why anyone thinks that Whipple sells superchargers, not Mustangs. The only market you are extremely successful in the domestic market, is Mustang. Chevy don't fuck with your shit. Chevy's all Kong or Synergy. That's it. It's Kong 2650s, Kong ported 17s, 19s, and 2300s. That's the whole Chevy market. Dodge, please stop it. Dodge, it's all Hellcat blowers. That's all it is. So you, in the domestic sense, if you were to look at your figures, you probably outsell Mustangs to any Chevy product 2 or 3 to 1. And then, you know, boats. And, you know, that's the main bulk of the business. But let's be honest, you're in the Mustang game. Let's not mince words here. They said cats, but we know that's a lie. 0.65 Gs. What's that, 90 AFR? Believe it or not, that needs to happen. Site says 300 horsepower gain without warranty. Lies. If your car dynos at 400 and, let's say you have a Dork horse, manual, and you have 93 octane catalytic converters. Here you go. 430 real horsepower. And then you dyno it in fourth gear, or I think it's a 3160, so it might be fifth gear on the Dork horse. And it makes 690. Where's the other 40 or 50 horse? Through cats? You're cool with that? I'm good. Street Speed didn't like the E-Ray. I like the E-Ray. I don't care if he doesn't like it. By the way, he said some nice, extremely nice words about me. And again, I didn't pay him to do that, but I appreciate anyone that says anything nice about me. I actually expect people to just shit on me because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But at the end of the day, I appreciate Street Speed. I'm not Street Speed. Jesus Christ, what am I talking about? Street Alpha. Street Speed, I can't get over his stupid thumbnails with his dumb glasses. Take your fucking glasses off. You're inside. Offshore boat, for sure. Name a popular Whipple Chevy. None. They all use Magnusons, and all the workers at Whipple and Fresno have Mustangs. Right. They don't have a market when it comes to the Ford stuff. Ford is definitely your biggest market. Wouldn't deny that. F-150 bigger than Mustang, though. Right. So you sell Ford product. If you're in the supercharger vehicle division, you sell Ford product by proxy. Right? So when you come in here and say, no, we don't, it's powertrain warranty. It's not nothing. Stop it. When your main cheerleader, VMP and Lethal, get preferential treatment, the customer is stupid. And they don't know that they're not getting that kind of treatment. Remember when it hit a speed limiter and then it magically disappeared with tuning? Does the customer get that? So that's now a custom tune. Jesus Christ, John, give me $200. I'm just going to give it right back to him. I'm just going to put it towards the transmission stuff. He goes, the Grey Goose is lighter. I get my 03 Cobra running and race an S650 and a Mach-E. I had 100 since I said a lot tonight. Thanks, Alex. You got it, bro. You can say as much as you want. You're the boss, man. Viatech says, just buy a Gen 2 630 with a TVS and live a happy life at 650 versus an S650 plus cases of Octanium. I'm in the 559 and I smell jelly beans lung all the way every day. Damn, dropping ball. Senior just dragging his nuts on the peasant chat. John Lund just pays for Alex's paint. He did. I'm going to buy like 10 cans of that hammered charcoal and then maybe black and do the cage in black. I really wanted to do the cage, the beige color, but goddamn it. Alex, keep it simple. This car's not a show car. Charcoal and black, or just black and black, and be done with it. TVS F-150 all the way. That's the other thing. I don't understand why a lot of people don't realize that at high boost, a 2650 rotor pack hits way harder than a Whipple. And this is not shitting on Whipple Day. This is being 100% honest and having no one that bought you off type shit. And I'm like, you give me a E-Force, even though the intercooler isn't great, the rotor pack itself slaps. Bitch slaps. If you get me a 3.0 upper stage 2 kit with a 15 or 12% lower that they have on E85 and do the same thing with the Whipple, I guarantee the TVS will out 60 foot the Whipple equipped car. Now, maybe on the top end, the Whipple catches up. But at the end of the day, what are you doing with this car? Again, a lot of the things that I recommend is highly dependent on the case use of the vehicle. I don't just say this is the best. When people ask me, Alex, what's the best tire? What's the best supercharger? What's the best this? I have told people to bypass centrifugal superchargers on an F-150 and get a Whipple. Do I say it because I think Whipple is awesome and amazing? No. I say it because it's going to be depending on the case use. Are you going to drag race it? Yep. Just get a Whipple. You want to do just street stuff? Yeah. Centrifugal is not going to hit as hard down low, but it'll be better up top. So what do you want to do? I just want to daily drive it, have it be soft down low. And then, okay, then get a centrifugal, get a Vortec, get an ESS, get a Pro Charger with a crank support. That totally wasn't copied from MFP. But if you get a drag race, you get a Whipple on it. What about an E-Force? Well, you got to configure it a certain way. But in my opinion, an E-Force 2650, 3.0 upper, 12 or 15% lower, E85, ID1300s, and I'm drag racing? That's a better setup in my opinion. Craig Bill says, should use bed liner on the floor so it holds up better unless you're putting carpet. No carpet. So I might do like a rolling situation so it's textured. Vitek says, the F-150 is running TVS. Don't want folks to know the real secret sauce is. It's nitrous probably. Is Kenny Bell that bad? Kenny Bell is not that bad. Kenny Bell unfortunately fell to victim, in my opinion, to old school mentality, not listening to what the customer wants, and really, really bad design. It's a great sounding blower. It's a good looking blower under the hood. And it does perform like the 3.7 and up or whatever. They perform. They make 1100, 1200, whatever, 4 liter. But it's just not designed that well. It creates a lot of heat. I mean, anything at that power level makes a lot of heat, but specifically the Kenny Bell. That bitch is a heater. One hit and you're done. Even if you got ice in the bitch. So when it came time to Coyote eyes the Kenny Bell, they didn't keep up with the times. If you look at a Gen 1 Kenny Bell kit, it's laughable. It's absolutely laughable how it looks. You go, this thing looks like shit. It is just, listen, fuck it. Let's do it. Gen 1 Coyote Kenny Bell Supercharger. Let's see some images. Let me see. Is this it? Gen 1 Coyote. I mean, come on. Look at this. Okay, it's similar to this. This is fucking stupid. It's just the ugliest thing I've ever seen. And they never really kept up with it. Like it's just, bro. Like, the fuck are you doing? Why does it have to have this heavy piece of aluminum do this massive sweep? And look at the fucking pulley system. It runs off of like, it's just trash. And then when it came time for them to upgrade it to the Gen 2, they didn't really change it that much. Let me see. Two. Gen 2. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, there you go. There's a Gen 2 Mustang right there. It's just a trash look. It's got a Kenny Bell 168 millimeter throttle body, right? Right here, right? And then they neck it down to this round thing that's 4 inches. Like the transition sucks. Like everything just sucks. It's just, You want to say that's cool? Okay, I think that's trash. And when it comes to Gen 3, let's not even mention Gen 3. You want to see an abortion of a supercharger? Google Gen 3 Kenny Bell supercharger. I don't want to show it here because I think YouTube might say this is a you're showing death. we're gonna do a strike on your shit. You're showing a murder. And I'm like, no, it's a Gen 3 Kenny Bell. It's not a murder. What do you mean? It looks like a murder. Fuck it. Let's let's find it. Let me see. Gen 3 Kenny Bell. Jenny Coyote. Kenny Bell supercharger. There was like one made. Kenny Bell supercharger. Dude, I can't even describe. Oh no, is this it? Is this it? This is it. Guys, if you're squeamish, please do not look at the screen. You might fucking puke. Okay, so here we go. Okay, you've been warned. Okay, you've been warned. There it is. What the fuck is that? Like, dude, it looks like an abortion. I don't even understand what I'm looking at. Where? Do you have to remove the inlet to do spark plug changes? Oh my God, let's abort it. I'm BDF, nigga, baby, daddy free. That mean I ain't got a nigga, baby, coming out of me. So I'm 8-B-O-R-T-I-N-G. Oh my Lord, kill it. Kill it already. Jesus, this is third trimester looking shit. Like, it's bad. It's terrible. Kenny Bell right now, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. Kenny Bell dropped the ball harder than VMP when... Kenny Bell... Ay, me duele. El verga larga. Kenny Bell dropped the ball harder than when VMP when it was time to re-up on the 2.3 liter. Ooh! I have never seen that before. Wow. Dude. You have to take out the blower to do a spark plug change. Imagine I'm at the you're at the track and you're like, hey Alex, my car's breaking up. I'm like, yeah, check the plugs. Did you just say check the plugs? Yeah, check the plugs. It's a Kenny Bell Gen 3 kit. I'm like, oh, did you bring the cherry picker? Might as well have. I gotta take the motor off to check the plugs. That killed it. The design killed. And the company got sold to Accufab, I think. And John Mahovitz now owns it. I prefer that song to Diddy Boning. Looks like VMP Whipple lid. Plan B. Knock sensors going crazy with that blower. Put your eclipse glasses on before looking at it. They peaked in the lightning days but never went to China like Whipple. Coyote Kelly. Chuck Carter's gonna say, no fucking way. Lies. Really? Well, how come around COVID, like, shit just stopped? Remember around COVID, people were like, yeah, we can't get metal anymore. I'm like, metal's made in the US, bro. Yeah, about that. Uh-huh. 80 week wait. What the fuck, Kenny Bell? More like Elephant Bell. Damn, that's how the skinny stay skinny. Straight up cuck. Wow. It's so many layers to that comment. Step one, remove blower. That elbow weighs more than an ESS kit. The P. Diddy favorites. When you go walk with a Gen 3 Kenny Bell blower, they go here. That was him hitting second gear in the Kenny Bell equipped Gen 3. Oh no, we suck again. The inlet looks worse than a stock 96 and 98 Cobra intake setup with a stock strut brace. Pretty incredible feat. Have you actually tuned any of them, Brandon? I don't even think they got put into production. It was like, what should we do? Well, we got to retain the big stupid inlet. We do? Yeah. Why don't you make it front feed? We don't want to copy Whipple. They're going to accuse us of copying them. Let's make sure that you have to put the elbow in first, then the motor, then the blower on top. And you got to have like 15 extensions with 90 degree swivels to tighten up the... Wait a minute. Guys, I just remembered. Is this true? Is the pulley in the back? Whoa. No, it's in the front. What? That doesn't make any fucking sense. So, is the pulley in the... So, let's look at this again. So, I see the pulley right here. Right? The pulley's right here. And if I'm not mistaken, there were some fucking shenanigans with the shit back here. Look at these hoses. What the fuck, bro? Does it give you like a rundown of like, look at this shit. The wait is over. Kenny Bell's new kid taken from Kenny Bell's Facebook page. Looks like a Ken 1920. Someone said, looks like a big pain in the ass. Why not go front feed? And it's all look similar to the previous game. Yeah, I'd wait for real numbers as a result. Passing judgment. It's about that in time. Things are stupid torque. You ain't kidding. Yeah, big stupid torque. I could have sworn there were some shenanigans when it comes to this pulley system, but I'm not 100% sure because it never went into production. I never saw one in person. It's straight trash. It's garbage. Nope, front. Picture sent of the chromed out one. Thank you so much, Only Rears. Let's go to the email. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys that get on it, hail, and send me pictures, but I could have sworn there were shenanigans with the pulley system, but someone said Bryson Witt, what's this? Oh, Raptor 92mm, 3.2.65, precision and power, currently not emissions legal, what? What's happening? Okay, no, someone sent me a big fucking email about other shit, and I don't want to get off kilter, but where's the picture of the chrome one? Kenny Bell, here we go. Ah, okay, cool, thank you. Here we go, this is Chris, Only Rears. Only Rears. Okay, holy. That's the bypass? Oh my lord, could you imagine trying to change the plugs on bank fucking one? Hey, you got an issue on bank one. Please don't tell me that's the passenger side. Actually, it is the passenger side. That's where the fucking inlet is, bro. Fuck that thing for life. I'm good. I'll pass on that thing forever. It's down below. It's trash. You're right. My Mustang IQ increases every time I hear and I watch Alex live. No. Apparently, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Hey, Alex, I just dynoed my 1080 in seventh gear. Now my car won't drive off the dyno. Will Whipple warranty that? LOL. We have a drivetrain warranty. LOL. 12th to change plugs. I think it's a shaft that runs towards the back. That's what I didn't know. There was some shenanigans with the shaft. Looks like you have to cut the firewall to make it fit. I thought it had a jack shaft. BJ Krafasi, I think so too. Please, guys, do me a favor. If you can find Gen 3 Kenny Bell pictures showing the jack shaft situation, send it over to ydbtforlife@gmail.com. I could have sworn there was shenanigans when it comes to the shaft. Speaking of removable elbows, do you plan on doing the XPA elbow situation on 13G? Ooh. Coyote Kelly, good for you. Kenny and Bell was carb, wasn't it? Yes, it was carb. Yo, this is the only place we can go to get correct and factual information. Give this man a like and subscribe. Tony the truck guy said, give me $100. Who are you? The Kenny Bell Mammoth will pair nicely with the elephant intake and 15 feet of cooled up fuel line. Happy Cinco de Mayo, bichos. I love the elephant dick intake. The elephant dick. Wait. I forgot. I forgot. I forgot about the elephant dick intake. Oh, fuck. Oh, John says, I'm back. Someone said Ken Bell. I got hungry for toasted rye. I don't know why. Senior. Because you are now best friends with John Mahovitz, did the Gen 3 Kenny Bell supercharger have shenanigans with the pulley system where the pulley was being driven by the front, but it had a jack shaft or something that made its way to the back, to the firewall. And bullshit was happening back there. Now I got to find the photo, guys. Now I got to go find the D-mass. Where is the elephant dick intake? That was the funniest shit ever. Boy, it's not here. I got to find it now. Who is texting me nonstop? Someone wants to send you a message. Who wants to send me? Who the fuck wants to send me a message? That means that someone that's not on my list. Let me see. The someone wants to send you a message. Hold on. Hold on, guys. Some Alex. Oh, get out of here. Just pay Patreon. Some guy's like, hey, I need assistance. I'm sorry. You and everyone else. If anyone can do me a favor, find and email me the elephant de intake that I put up like 3 months ago. That was fucking the D-mass. That was the best thing ever. The D-mass. Oh, Jesus. The Whipple and Magnuson are the ones with the jack shaft on the blower. So Chuck Carter texted me. What's happening with him? What did it say here? Julian says, it shows. I'm surprised at how well the traction control works on that power level. When it comes on, that will help you. Look, Chuck, I love you. This is not the channel to get to gain favoritism for Whipple. I love you. I like you as a person. I have dealt with you on a personal level. I like you. 800 horsepower pump gas to the wheel, and y'all were quiet. That's my problem. That's my problem. Y'all should have been like, ah, whoa, 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 whoa. This was with octane booster. This was 14 PSI. This was 20 degrees. This is catalytic protection off because it has headers. You would have been, I would have been like, cool. I don't dislike him. I dislike the sales tactics because I guarantee some snot-nosed punk is going to go, mom bought me a Sex 650 and a Whipple. And then he's going to flog it over and over and over and over. And it's going to blow the cats up because he's on 93 octane, 12, 13 PSI. And wonder, wait a minute, they told me it was making 800. So where's the disconnect? Going to be interesting. Just be ready to warranty a lot of motors. Meek Mill got that D-mass on him. Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law is back? Is he back? Is he back? Is he back? No, he's not back. Now we know why Kenny Bell disappeared. Ford hired Kenny Bell Engineers to work on the S650. He found good photo on the eBay listing. Email sent. Thank you. Appreciate you. Let's go to the email. Let's see if we can find the situation with the jack shaft. Bro, that's not it, man. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, wait. That is it. Oh, my God. All they did was flip an existing blower. Okay, there is no jack shaft situation. This is a Gen 3? Let me see what's it say here. Oh, what's it say here? Dude, what's the listing? People who wanted to be the Kenny Bell Charger 6,900. So this is a Kenny Bell upside down deal? Holy shit. Look at this, guys. They literally flipped the Kenny Bell blower. Like, it's the same fucking thing. Look at it. Oh, fuck me. Look at it. They literally flipped it. Bro, they just flipped the motherfucker. Okay, see, look at this elbow. Oh my God. The Venturi effect. Big to small to tiny and a 190 degree turn into the inlet. Bam. Bro, what a piece of shit. Boy, no wonder Kenny Bell fucking sold their shit. And just like disappeared off the face of the earth when it comes to Coyote superchargers. Like disappeared. The new D-Mass intake from Whipple can get you 800 horsepower and 87 octane. Have to Google jack shaft supercharging. Whipple and Magnuson are the only ones that use that. No, Kenny Bell. Good. Okay. I wondered if there was a weird situation. Chuck backdooring Alex. Heyo. No. I like him. He's a great person. He's generally, he's just doing his job. He's just doing his job. But I'm just here to try to see my point of view. And We don't have to agree, but that doesn't mean we have to dislike each other. I like him as a person. Yep, Chuck tried to get Alex's back door. Hey, it's just an upside down Kenny Bell brick. Has anyone compared the Whipple kit to the S650 to the S550 to the S650? Mofla, that's what I've been saying. Why doesn't Whipple take this opportunity and say, we are now offering Gen 6 Whipple kits on Gen 3 Mustangs, and let's do a bone stock Mustang 2023, shove your blower on it with fucking cats, should be able to make 100 no problem, right? Do it.
Oh, it's not a market. It's not a market.
Yeah. No fucking way. It's the same damn blower. Dude, it's the same damn blower. What the fuck is that inlet? What the fuck is that exactly? Damn, and I thought Diddy was the only one backflipping shit out here. Needs mammoth inlet designed by the same guy who makes the P-51 LMNOP. Damn, you are on the inside. God damn it, Alfredo Diaz. How, what do you know? Oh, inside baseball. Bow. Good for you. Because Chuck likes to party. Well, it's sucking, not blowing. The 302 Fox Body Ken Bell was so... Shit, I have that blower on my car, and it worked. I love you, that dude, Chris. He said, I have that blower on my car. Sorry, it works. Fuck, you're great. I love you guys. How do you feel about Kendrick cooking Drake deal? He has more substantive lyrics. I fall asleep listening to them. That's all. If playability is a thing, Drake all day. Substance, Kendrick all day. Kendrick does not win in my book because he puts me to fucking sleep. It's great lyrically, but he puts me to sleep. Viatech says, the inlet air doing Livy Dune gymnastics before reaching the blower. Let's go, baby. Looking like Kenny Bell is also shit the pan. I don't know if Mr. Kenny Bell. I don't know if he's like, oh, shit my pants. I don't know that. But the blower was great for the GT500 market. Guys, it was the shit to have a 4-liter Kenny Bell blower, a 168 throttle body, their Gimme 5. Heyo, remember their Gimme 5 intake? Gimme 5 intake. Yep, the Gimme 5 Heyo inlet supercharger system for Kenny Bell superchargers from $599 to $1,200. This was their upgrade. This was their upgrade from that shit. Kenny Bell 168 to a Gimme 5. And this abortion of a filter. Dude, unreal. And that was what you had to have as a GT500 guy for a while. Hell, Van Collier made a fucking living selling motherfuckers that shit.
You know what you need?
This is how he used to sound like. He had a throat thing. Love him. He's like, hey, you know what you need? You know what you need on your car right now? You need a Gimme 5 with a Kenny Bell 5-liter. With a blue belt. Every GT500 guy had that. Every single one. Drake is winning in my book, but Kendrick is great with the lyrics. Just so goddamn hard to listen to. Same. I don't care that he's got more substance. He's boring. Check out the drive shaft on the Kenny Bell Fox Body Kit. But Ken Bell is liquid cooled. When you work for a company and preach 800 on a can of O'Reilly pump gas, the Amory will say, good for you. It's now become a joke. And I'm not happy about it. Actually, I'm fucking ecstatic, to be honest with you. You go to a car show, you see a S650 with a Whipple, you're like, how many cans of octane boosters in it right now? Oh, you know, they don't recommend it. They make 800 on 93 to the crank. Actually, 710. And with octane booster, it automatically jumps 100 horse. Man, shit. Can you put an X-Pipe on the new dual intakes? I prefer DBP's rap music. Look, you want to hear some of the most saucy. Okay. You want to hear the latest diss track from Kendrick? Bro, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Is so fucking hard.
Everybody waiting for the come up. I ain't sharing one thing. Yeah! I'ma keep on working till the sun up. Till I get my rollie and my chain. Doubt in my life when I dropped out of class. And I fuck you to college. They scamming your ass. And you don't even know what the fuck you there for. Government made you the puppet, you know. Ain't nobody gonna tell you. But the only ones that stay woke.
Yeah. college is scamming you, y'all. You don't know. Everybody waiting for the come up. College is scamming you, fuck, you don't know. Good for him. Wow. Drake Family Matters is fire. It is. It's boppy. It's good. It's three songs in one. Bro, stop it. Copyright strikes. How superior is the Gen 2 over Gen 3? Did I make a mistake by buying a Gen 3? No, god damn it. Oh, it depends on what you want to do. There is no universal Gen 2 is better than Gen 3. When I on Street Alpha Podcast say Gen 2 is God, it's because you can do more with it. But if you're an NA homosexual with a CJ cams and you roll race like a homosexual between 40 and 140, Gen 3. NA, Gen 3, because it's already saucier, tighter gears, and more compression and more power. But you want to go all the way and go balls deep in somebody, you get a Gen 2. Everybody waiting for the come up. Everybody waiting. What is that? Is that Virginia? Is that West Virginia? Everybody waiting for the come up.
It made you the puppet, you know. Ain't nobody gonna tell you, but the only ones that stay on woke.
Yeah.
Please wear your mask, that go save you. Stupid motherfucker, that's a joke.
Yeah.
Once he starts calling, the calling won't stop. To my Lord Jesus Christ, we ain't praying enough.
He's just all over the place. You don't know me, you're wearing a mask because COVID comes right through the mask, and you gotta pray to God. You gotta eat your greens and vegetables, and you gotta make sure you do. You get plenty of sleep. Get plenty of sleep so you don't get tired. Go to the gym. Fuck, I love it. Euphoria was a classic. Play the I Don't Give a Fuck for free song. Okay. Look, we love Derek here. Derek Barron production rap song. The come up bomb. Bomb. B-O-M-B. What's popping? Wait, I might get copyrighted because of the what? Damn. Don't copyright me with Jack Harlow shit. It might be muted, so get it live.
Pooty, you the goat, boy.
Who's Pooty?
Yeah, back on my bullshit. I'm stirring the pot and causing commotion. I'm on my throne, shit, yeah. They call me the king, I'll send them in motion. Bitches be boasting, saying, I don't wanna fuck for free.
I'll stop there before I get copyrighted by the Jack Harlow people, because, bitch, it be saying, I don't want to fuck for free. And then you got to put on one shoe at a time, one day at a time. Pray to the Lord. You're not praying enough. College is a joke. Don't wear your mask. It's bullshit. Oh, but J. Cole watching the sunset. Exactly. Actually, K-Dot's new diss is boppier. A diss track has to bop. Can't have some boring beat on there. The last one is, but the first five are shit. Diddy's going to call him for a visit in his house and interview next week. He's going to be, hey, Derek, I like like your rap song. Especially the part where you say you don't fuck for free. Because neither do I. Oh, man. Oh, that bussy was getting fucked up. I actually don't think DBP is a good dude. Just like, I actually do think DBP is a good dude. I just like giving a hard time. Me too. I like him. If you're like my friend, I'm going to make fun of you till no end. If I treat you with respect, I probably dislike you very much. Go to the gym and don't be a liar or pants will be on fire. Straight Out of Springfield is way better. Straight Out of Springfield is a way better song than anything Derek Barron has ever put out there. Derek will get his own lid now. It doesn't take much, guys. You know what? Bet me. He got that car. Derek Barron, let me ask you a question. Are you in communication with Whipple? And part of the reason you got the S650 is because you're a well-known influencer and you might be in line to get a Whipple? Ooh. Just wink. Give me a wink if I'm on the right track. Do you know what I am saying? Just read the lyrics. You want me to read the lyrics? You have lyrics to this? Let's see that. Here you go. Lyrics. Lyrics. Verse one. Back on my bullshit. I'm stirring the pot and causing commotion. I'm on my throne shit. Yeah. They call me the king. I'll send them in motion. Bitches be boasting saying, I don't want to fuck for free. Please take time, sign on the dotted line, no screenshots, and you'll pay my fee. You know, that probably wasn't a good thing to tell me to read the lyrics. It's probably worse for me to actually read that shit. Bro, spitting fire. I would tell you, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Derek. If you tell me that's not the case, I believe you. He has no reason to lie. The car is going to be on for sale when he sees 650 horsepower on the dyno. He don't do anything race related. Nothing. And you know what? If Douche did it, if Derek Barron doesn't do anything race related and he has 150, 200,000 followers or more, he's doing something right. He's probably, hey, I got married and an egg got thrown at my car. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, U-Haul hit me. Not very many people know this about Derek. He's really famous. He has connects with VMP, I'm guessing because his Gen 1 VMP has a blower. Oh, no, he also has a Paxton. Metro Boomin dropped a track called BBL Drizzy. That is funny. Derek's a good guy. OnlyFans line, bruh. All good, though. All good. Yeah, no, he's good. We like Derek here. Not talking to Whipple. He got the VMP connect. It's different. Stop it. Okay, Derek, do you have a VMP connect? Do you have any connection with anyone that sells a blower? Yes or no, wink, if I'm on the right track. Derek's getting a Ken Bell. DBP Lyrics is straight out of asking the Snapchat AI to write a rap song for me. This is too good. Derek's, where's the girls you promised Alex? He ain't got nothing. Stop it. Hey, girl, I'll split him a little. Usually he's like 30. He knows 25 to 30-year-old girls. They don't even know what the fuck's happening. Stop it. Does Lund tune on top of the... Not VMP either. Any of them. Does Lund tune on top of the Boss 302 Red Key? No, we do not support that feature. You get a Lund tune, Red Key goes bye-bye. You want to keep the Red Key feature? Get tuned by someone else that does that. We don't fuck with it. If you want a Cam Lope idle tune, we give you a separate tune, but the Red Key feature goes away once you get Lund tuned. We will not support that. We're not going to go out of our way to develop files specifically for Red Key users when there's probably 8 or 9 or 10 Boss guys that would do that. Most of them modify it right away. And the Red Key goes to shit once you go to a different cold air. It goes injector. You could piggyback off of that tune on HP tuners, but we're not doing that shit. Didn't Derek used to have an 82 GT? I don't know. Wink other eye. Didn't he say he's doing it right? I just don't understand how he does a deal without really promoting it. I don't even know. Again, Derek's deals are Derek's deals, and everyone has their own ways of doing it. And I recently got approached by a couple of people to become sponsors or influencers. And to be honest with you, and they'll hear it, and they'll probably figure out why I'm delaying. Everything I have with everyone here, PMAS, TNA, Parts Farm, 2Auto, Calamar, Bellac, and MFP, it's a gentleman's agreement, right? My word is the most solid fucking thing I got. So if you say, Alex, I want you to do this, I will say, I got you. Once I got to start signing paperwork and money isn't coming my way, I don't want to be tied to anything contractually unless there's money coming my way. And I don't want to ask for money. You know what I mean? Like if you don't see the value in being a paid sponsor of this show, then I don't feel like I should write anything anywhere that could hold me in any kind of weird. No, I'm good. The moment I see sign here, nope. I do gentleman's agreement. Edia says, Alex, I'm in Puerto Rico, came here for a family funeral. Jesus, why would you? I'm so sorry. I saw that you were on a plane. I saw you on Facebook saying, hey, you know, I got to go somewhere, but I'm sorry that someone passed, but you're in Puerto Rico. If you want that feature, get a Hellcat. Why would anyone get an S650 if they're already overplayed? I mean, the amount of videos of those things are insane. Yeah, it's just, so somebody goes nines in it. Whipple goes rah, rah. It's a Carbio tune. I don't know how, it's got headers. Then someone else installs a kit, only makes 650, which is what it should make. And the car's limited to 155. So I'm like, when I hear that, I lift out of that situation and leave. I don't even want to be involved because it's fucking shenanigans and bullshit. Do I have it here? Do I still? I had something here that would prove what I went through to vet a part, and I saw the part being sold, even though the part was bad. I'm like, bro, we're gonna get recalls. We're gonna get recalls all over the place. Sure enough, we got a shitload of recalls. No paperwork here either. I agree. I like it. Why is Power by the Hour not a sponsor? Dude, Jake has me in life. He doesn't need to be a sponsor. He doesn't need it. If you want to do anything Coyote Swap, Power by the Hour. He does not need anything. He doesn't need to give me money. The guy hooks me up. The guy's a personal friend. The guy has me for life. So we're good. Honestly, good for him. Makes work easier. Has anyone thrown an egg at Section 8 before Alex? No. They die. DBP, slick business guy. What up, Dio? That dome looking on point. Just went to the beach, bro. Went to the beach. Got a little sun. Gets dark. You know, trying to get the lines to pop a little bit. You know what I'm saying? All jokes aside, the S650 is a good looking car. It's not bad looking. It's not bad looking at all. It's just not any different than a Gen 3 in terms of performance. Does the purchase of a lunch subscription come with a Cantaloupe tune or separate? It's free if you get a tune from us. We don't adjust it. It's a one and done situation for one fuel. So if you get an E85 tune and a pump gas tune, we say, which do you want the Cantaloupe idle on? So you get a regular idle pump gas tune, regular idle E85 tune. Then we say, which one do you want it to chop in? You say pump gas, you get one pump gas Cantaloupe tune. I will make sure to fail every Whipple kit for S650. I'll say, sorry, sir, cats are melted. Vaya con Dios, says Coyote. When the S650 is tunable, it'll be worth something. Then it's a clout machine. You're not wrong. Yeah, but it would then be put them on the banner. Tanned head is no E. PBH is first sponsor. Let's say next week, tuning is fully active. Think the S650 will be dog shit? Serious question. I feel the 10R80 is very refined. It was very refined. Derek, it's the 10R80. It didn't change that much. It's an S550 with a different nose and tablets on the dash, right? You could take S550 seats, put it on that car. You could take S550 doors, put it on that car. You could take S550 8.8, put it on that car. It's an S550, bro. So the 10R80 didn't change except for maybe programming. So they probably dialed back some of the torque reduction. They probably had spark authority instead of throttle takeover or fuel cut. To reduce the so it sounds better, but at the end of the day, it's a Ford 10R80. The moment tuning is opened up, what do? We disable torque reduction. So the bitch hits in gear hard and boom, you go faster. That's when the issues pop up. But if you want to retain the torque reduction, it's going to go slower. We've had customers tell us, you know, I really like your tuning, but I really hate that the transmission shifts firm. When does it shift firm, sir? At wide open throttle. It damn near breaks loose every shift. Isn't that what you want? Well, no. I'm going to lose control. So you want more power? Yup. More performance? Yup. Quicker ETs? Yup. Softer shifts at what? Yup. So if the S650 becomes tunable tomorrow and we get one tune it, we're going to make the shifts firmer. We have 10R80 shifting down pat on the 23 F-150. It sounds great. They did a little tweaking. It sounds better. Still has torque reduction enabled, but it shifts fast. We would probably piggyback that over into the 24, but it would shift firmer. And some people would say, oh, I think I like Ford versions better because people think smoother is faster. No, you got to slam that fucker in to make the ET gain. Look at my S197. If I kept torque reduction active, matter of fact, good example. I went from a stock tune running, I think, 12.9 or 13.0 to a 12.8 or 12.79 or something just with the tune. And it was transmission shifting. That's it. Less torque reduction, slamming into gear, and it actually gained in the ET. Go back, look at the video. You'll see the stock versus tuned video. You'll see that the shifts are firmer, and that's where it gained the ET. The timing wasn't that much better because it's on pump gas. The frame will look good, Alex. The cage is probably better than the old one in the blue car. Yeah, I think it's a Fox body. It's totally different. S650 looks like ass, someone says. May have been covered already, but did you see the Steeda shove the E85 in the S650 and it went slower? Yes. Can't believe they would publish a video like that. Michael Merck. Totally not Michael Burke. How can I teach this kid? I tried. But these motherfuckers... wear hats with suspension company guys that don't know a goddamn thing and tell you that their product's better when it's a fucking Viking. That same guy tells you splashy 30 in your shit and it'll be fine. Go ahead, splashy 30 in your shit. Just go right ahead. Fuck it. Fuck it. So what's the difference between a crappy 10R80 and a reprogrammed 10R80? Both are crap. I still think SCT tuning access won't be a thing until the GT500 is out of warranty. Oh, bro, don't get me started on it. I am staying out of that three-letter company's wavelength. I'm good. The 10R80 is so trash, man. But I do love to race it. Bronze for the interior? I don't know about the case being bronze. I'll do a little section and see how it looks. Coyote says the 1080 is only good when you're beating cars you normally wouldn't. A manual. Agree. I'm talking motor setup as well. Dual intakes, doesn't matter. LTH, doesn't matter. E85, you don't think it'll scoop? Nope. I feel like nobody knows exactly because there's no tuning at the moment, which again sucks, but hopefully one day. Derek Barron. Today, a monoblade CJ E85 header, drive shaft and wheels, Gen 3 goes 1080, 1070 in the quarter mile. You have two intakes going into one common manifold. Again, two intakes going into one common manifold in two throttle bodies. I don't know what to say about that. Night and day in performance and response with the 6R80 with lunge shifting mapping versus stock. It's heavier, Derek. It's not that much heavier, but it is heavier just because of the nannies, all the nannies. My bad, Alex. I meant DCT tuning access, but it seems my typo stumbled upon something spicy. The tea is warm on that situation. I ain't talking about it. It'll scoop, but not any faster than the SF50 due to the weight and same power output. Exactly. I agree. I splashed 85 in SF50. I don't recommend it. Drove like shit. John Watson has a large, you know what? Wow, says Mike Atchison. EPA says the Illuminator went back to one throttle body. What does that tell you, Derek? No. The Illuminator that Ford is selling with the Gen 4 Coyote has to be tunable. You understand? It has to be tunable because it's an Illuminator. So guess what's controlling it? Gen 3 shit. TC298. Not MG1 or whatever the fuck they're using. TC298. What? Gen 3. Single throttle body, Gen 3 architecture, MAF sensor, Illuminator Gen 4. Then the dual throttle body version, it says on their website, not tunable. Why in the fuck would you buy a dual intake, dual throttle body, untunable control pack? You are a stupid if you buy that. 2-1, dude, common logic. I definitely think Hush Money leaps bounds better than before. It's actually safe now. I agree. I've seen many people blending E85 and their 650 insane, and they say it's flex fuel from the factory. Oh, my Lord. 548 watching and less than 500 likes. We used to be a country, says Mango Brain. What suspension would you recommend for high horsepower SF50s? I don't remember talking about suspension, except Caltrac is shit. It is shit. Anything steed up. You get Steeda's drag suspension. It's better than anything. And then depending on the high end, super high end, you talk to Viking, not Homeboy. Homeboy wants to stuff the tire in the fucking, in the quarter panel. But when it comes to low 8 second, high 7 second shit, that's not the best method. Best method is to have it barely tuck in there. You basically have to have the mindset that the rear has to be on pogo sticks and the car just rotates on those pogo sticks. That's how you have to look at it. I talked to Tremec about the DCT on the GT500 when warranting the TKX, and they said they'll let the DCT be tunable once the GT500 is out of warranty. Would I gain a lot from the single blade throttle body on my 04 Cobra? Yeah, the dragon bullshit, sure. Bronze or white cage, maybe. White would be tough. I think bronze. Hey, Alex, I see Chevy guys run thinner head gaskets for higher compression. Is that a ghetto thing, or do you sign off on that on Coyote? I don't sign off on that on Coyote because we go boost right away. Have a good week, Dio. Thank you, Kona Blue. Thank you very much. Drake just drop. I'm listening because Kendrick dropped, so let's listen to Drake. I'm going to listen to Drake drop. MG1 caught my attention. Are you talking about the Bosch develop MG1? Yes, Moises Alcala. He wants to do a massive wheelie. He's nothing funny than two live streams going on and on Knee H. I come from Chevy, so would think Mensa would be a good, would they? I come from Chevy, so I would think Mentor would be good. Yeah, but Mentor hasn't fucked with the S550 game. They should. S650 people wear New Balance and jean shorts and low hush money for hush money. Caught the live late. Best rear end setup for 9 second S197? Stock. High nines. Low nines? You got to brace it. Do axles. You got to do a wave track and 9-inch ends. Nothing funnier than two live streams going on and one having 600 viewers. The other one has 23. Who else is on? Before I go, Cassius, who's on right now that has 23 viewers? A live stream. There's a live stream happening at 8 p.m. on Sunday? Bro, I love you. Go on anytime. Not the day I'm on, because I'm running that shit. Plain and simple. Catch a Tuesday, folks. Right, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. We talked about the chickens coming home to roost. And people, you know, Chuck got in here, defended, just like he should do. I think he has his opinion. I have mine. I think that garage that got told, hey, bro, you can't mention that name on this chat. I apologize. You can't mention that name on this chat. You got to go. They put out a video that I think is very good, detail-oriented. Oh, yeah, come on, stop it. Come on, who the fuck's going to listen to Homeboy? You kidding me? You kidding me? You fucking kidding me? You want to be put to fucking sleep? Go ahead and watch out of the shit over there. All right, guys, I'm out of here. We talked about Hush Money. We talked about shit. We talked about Derek Barron. We talked about everything that has been going on. We saw Kenny Bell's abortion of a Gen 3 blower, why it never made it. And then we talked shit with the people here. Thank you so much for watching me for a little bit. I'll see you guys on Tuesday, Monday, tomorrow, 5 p.m. I will drop the E85 results of the 13 GT. Did it today at 7 a.m. like a G. I get up, I get the shit done, go to the gym, go to the beach, get everything done. So tomorrow, 5 p.m., I will drop the video of the 13 GT with the 85 results. Nice 10-minute video, in and out, bada bing, bada boom. And then we'll be back on Talking Shit Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As always, have a good rest of your Sunday. I'll see you guys on Tuesday. See you later. Bye.